Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. Today, I am your host, Craig Williams, filling in for Pete Werner. And on this episode, we are going to be talking about our top three favorite pavilions in the World Showcase. So, of course, I am joined alongside by the co-host of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
Yes. So, we have a great episode for you here. A lot of fun. When you're talking about World Showcase, in terms of best and worst, it's much easier to say what is the best as
I think
compared
so.
To what is the worst.
The only thing I'm worried about this is hopefully we don't start World War III in the comments of the countries and people. My number one worst, I will say, for the next episode is probably going to upset some people.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So I can't wait to see what the overlap is on it. But instead of wondering, why don't we just kick it off with the best? Steve, can you start with your number three, please?
My number three, I have France. Mm. It's, you can go back pretty far in there. It's pretty immersive. They have the ice cream back there. They have the patisserie. I love the film, Impressions de France. It's one of my favorite little films in World Showcase. So, yeah, the only thing I don't love is the Chefs de France is just okay for me. But overall, that country, that pavilion is just immersive. I like the film. And like I said, it has easy access if you're at the Epcot resorts. So, yeah, there's lots to like about it.
Agree. So for my number three, I had to do a lot of soul searching here, and I think I came up with it. And it's not going to be on a lot of people's list, but my number three is actually Germany. And I think this one is very biased because of the very little amount of foreign countries that I've actually been to overseas. Germany is one of them. So I think that's where my connection comes in. I've always loved Germany. I have roots and ancestry in Germany. So I feel like I've just always really connected to that. And I think overall, the design and the details inside the pavilion actually do make you feel like you're in a Bavarian town. And then when you add on top of the fact that Danny Tanner once danced in that pavilion and bounced around, it just adds a little bit extra to it. But of course, having the caramel kuka there is just amazing if you're trying to get sweets. I like Summerfest. That is the quick service one. You just get your sausages, your pretzels, and a beer there. And Beer Garden, that has a lot of issues. I love the environment inside Beer Garden. The food is not amazing. If you're from kind of like a more German town, it's almost inedible at points in time. Like being from Pittsburgh and spending a little time in Cincinnati, a lot of good German food in those areas. So I feel like I grew up kind of on the snobbish side of enjoying Beer Garden, but then also it's just great walking through the gift shops there. I love seeing, I love looking at the cuckoo clocks that are inside there, Das Teddy Bear, all the toys, a lot of the great candies that I got to have when I was over in Germany. It's just, there's something about that pavilion that's special. And then having the ornament store. Mm-hmm. So it's Christmas then all year round in there. So it's, I just love so much about it.
I think for me, it would have been higher on my list if they had made the River Rhine.
The Rhine River attraction.
Yeah. That would have kind of put it more over the edge and maybe higher on my list.
Hmm.
I'll address more in a...
I'm sure you... I guess that gave it away, but... Okay, so what's your number two best?
Morocco. It's another one where I really feel like it's immersive and you can kind of go back into it. There's a lot to experience. The thing I really like about it is the merchandise and the shops in there.
We all know what you like about it there.
What are you going to say?
You like the wall.
I do not like the wall.
You love the wall.
It's immersive. The retail stores in there have super unique items that are not Disney-fied.
Yeah.
Mickey items, traditional Moroccan, gifts.
You just walk around the entire place and it just like reeks of incense.
Yeah.
and magic. No, I agree. I actually, and I, on top of that too, I really enjoy all of the food in Morocco. Mm-hmm, I know too. A lot of people hate Marrakesh.
I love it.
I've never had a bad meal there. Spice Road Table. I just ate there recently, and while it wasn't like the most incredible thing, it was still good food.
And I can't remember the name of it. So I'm sorry, but there's a Moroccan beer at Spice Road that I really like. So
yeah.
Lots to like in Morocco.
No, I agree. So and I do like the little subtleties to it. The fact that due to the practices of Islam,
mm-hmm.
and that like
the tile work,
like the tile work in there, how nothing can be absolutely perfect during illuminations. It's one of the few countries that doesn't have the Christmas lights surrounding it because mm-hmm. that would go against their culture. There's just a lot of hidden detail in there. So. I completely agree with that. My number two is good old Norway, and this just is right below my number one. But Norway, to me, it has it all. I love Akershus, not just meeting the princess aspects of it. I am a big fan of, well, they're Norwegian meatballs, but Swedish meatballs in general. You know, I will go out of my way to find an IKEA and get them Swedish meatballs. and so I like the cold platter that they have on their buffet in there. I think it's a great restaurant. I love going and getting little fun treats like the rice pudding that they have. I like the school bread that you can get there. On top of that, Frozen Ever After, which I do think is a great ride. And it just has a little bit of everything. The Stave Church is still that like that cool little place you can go and hide away mm-hmm. and just relax for a while, and air conditioning. The shopping is unique. Everyone loves taking pictures with the giant troll in there.
What's the perfume guy? That's
my Geirness. I believe it's Geirness. Geirness. I might even be getting his last name wrong, but yeah. He's always there mm-hmm. just spraying people left and right. And then I enjoy the bathrooms that they added when they redid the whole Frozen section. It's very, very heavily used bathrooms, but they knew it was going to be that way. So they took the time to make them good. So just overall, Norway is a really good stop. And I think there's a lot there.
That's an underrated reason to like a pavilion is the bathrooms, but I actually kind of agree.
Yeah.
Like, new clean bathrooms are a huge plus.
Oh, yeah, no. To me, it's the reason I love the pavilion is everything else. And then Frozen is just kind of that, it's just kind of that cherry on top. The ride is a great attraction, and that's just the little bit of a kicker that pushes it over the edge. But it would have been still my number two, I think, even back when it was just Maelstrom. So that's my number two, Norway. What's your number one?
Number one is Japan.
Mm.
I love, and again, it's another a very immersive, yep. deep. You can go pretty far back into the pavilion. I love the store. I can't remember the name. The store there.
Mitsukoshi Department yes. Store.
Yeah, it's that's huge, and it's another one where there's. Not a lot of Disney stuff there, which I like.
It's Mitsukoshi is the best shopping, I think, in all of
World Showcase.
In World Showcase in any of the theme parks, actually. Yeah. A long time back, we did one of the bracket shows about it, and I was like all team Mitsukoshi. If you think about it, in terms of finding unique products at Walt Disney World and something cool that's completely different, Mitsukoshi is like the only place you can walk through there, mm-hmm. and whether it's finding a snack, food item, or if you're like a big Studio Ghibli fan, they have lots of stuff from there. Pokemon, lots of little yep. cool stuff.
So there's that store, and then I like Katsura Grill is one of my probably up there is one of my top five quick service locations on Disney World property.
Yeah,
and I love I just love the entire pavilion, so that's why it was my number one.
Very good. My number one actually was your number three, France.
Ah, okay.
So I've talked about this before in past vlogs. and this is obviously before the fact, now that Ratatouille is going to be opening up here in the next couple of years there, that's just going to push it even up and over the edge.
Yeah.
It's going to make France even better. But to me, there is something about France that just, it does transport you as soon as you step in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Impressions de France is, if I only could choose one thing to do in World Showcase in terms of the either the movies, attractions, whatever, I would choose Impressions de France. I think it is the just a perfect video mm-hmm. that almost is timeless. A little bit of like wardrobe in there that kind of does date it, but then the music's
perfect.
It is wonderful. I do enjoy eating at Le Chef de France, but let's be real, the real star is the ice cream shop.
Yep.
Those macaroons that you get in there,
delicious,
are just out of this world. Even the bakery in the back,
mm-hmm.
one of the only spots you can get breakfast at, real breakfast at in World Showcase, which mm-hmm. is even better.
Well, and it's a huge plus if you're staying at those Epcot resorts
yep.
that don't have the cafeteria style places to grab a quick bite. You can just jump into France and go to the patisserie to grab breakfast. Yeah.
No, I agree. And then having wine and champagne in there, that's all good and everything, but having the Grand Marnier slush, it's still one of those drinks that, well, since I've become an Orlando local, it's not as like a must do every single time I'm there. But, before I lived here, that was something when after I turned 21, I had to have it, and it lived up to all expectations. And, you have the guys climbing on the chairs, and you always wonder, like, it's raining outside. Are they going to slip and break their necks? And
am I going to watch the travesty that's just been waiting to happen?
Exactly. And one day I'm sure we will. But for all those reasons, and then, like I said, in the future, having Ratatouille there, it's just France has so much. I haven't even ever eaten at Monsieur Paul. Mm-hmm. I've only heard amazing things. It's just, it's a little out of my price range. But people go nuts over it. So mm-hmm. Overall, I just think it has every piece of the puzzle that you need for a great pavilion. And I feel like, the cast members that work there too, like Norway and Germany, I feel like they're actually very actively engaged with the people who come through and want to share their culture. And at the end of the day,
that's the most important thing.
Yep. So what was your list again?
So number three, I have France. Number two, I have Morocco. And number one, I have Japan.
Okay. And my best ones are number three, Germany. Number two, Norway. And number one, France. So, of course, down in the comments below, give us your lists of your top three best pavilions in the World Showcase. We really want to know. We want to see them. Very interested in that. And, of course, if you enjoyed this video, go ahead and share it around with all the people you think might also enjoy it. Hit that thumbs up, and we will see you again next week with the next episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. Have a great week.